Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes away from the big story of the day. We'll spend that time talking a bit more about the college games tomorrow. We'll get back into the Falcons and the Vikings Sunday night football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I just want to, can I just hit my boy real quick?
Randy's really, really air basing
cameras.
He's air basing his ass off right now, guys.
Okay. People deserve to see Randy playing the air base right now.
I think they do.
Oh, no, I want no cameras in here.
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, yeah, I know. Y'all
they're coming, Randy.
Y'all are pro cameras. I'm all the way cameras off.
Why so?
I don't know, man. What am I picking my nose something?
Oh.
There's right there. Got to have it. But no, I'm saying like.
People know people pick their noses.
Yeah, but no, I don't pick my damn nose like that. Oh. But
I think they would be off during breaks.
I mean, I can talk and pick my nose, Bo. I am versatile.
I just feel like.
I don't see you do that very often, though.
I don't pick my nose. But
I didn't know you were anti-camera.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, of course, I don't give a damn what I think. But yeah, I don't know, man. Because that means, you know, we got to like. Because there's usually stipulation that goes with that.
Like what?
Like we're going to have to have the, maybe have to be dark in here. You know, I like sunshine.
Yeah, I do like having the windows.
I like having the windows open and everything.
I agree with that.
We're going to close all the windows.
I hope we don't.
These bright ass lights going to be shining on us.
Okay, good point.
Showing blemishes. I'm going to have to go to the skin woman, which is my wife.
Yeah, you got one.
Yeah, I got one.
At least you got one.
Yeah. But yeah, dog.
I just feel like the only.
You for the cameras?
Oh, very pro camera. For the same reason I would think you would be.
Why?
Because we're handsome.
I don't want to withhold all this sexual chocolateness from the world.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to.
Let them have it.
You know I don't, man.
Let them have it.
Okay, you know me. You know I'm shy. You know I'm shy, Andy.
I just think we've gotten to a place. We got to a good place. I feel good about where we're
at. But this is what I'm saying. But look.
The next level.
Andy, I slouch in my chair.
So what? No one cares. Whatever.
You know how Knox is. Knox is like, well, Randy, we need you to sit up in your chair more.
Oh, I do remember that.
You remember that?
When the cameras were on, they did, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're always like, hey, Andy, could you ask Randy to sit up in his chair? He's like, you bunch of wimps. Yeah, okay, you bunch of wimps. Sure.
Like, what is that crap? Ask Andy. Y'all are grown-ass men talking to another grown-ass man. What do you need to ask Andy for anything?
I'm the only one brave enough.
but the thing about it is, whenever that happens, the irritating thing is...
Nothing makes me more mad than that.
Whenever anybody asks me for anything, yeah. No problem.
Couldn't be nicer.
No problem.
No.
No problem. Even Abe gets on my damn nerves. I've said...
I wouldn't say that no problem is your first response when Abe asks you for stuff.
What is my first response?
Your mouth makes a noise, like a growl.
No.
And then your eyes make a frown.
So you're making it seem like they're right for not coming to me.
No. Not everybody.
Like, I'm not no, I don't need no buffer.
That's what I am. Mainly. What do you do? I'm Randy Buffer.
Like, damn, I'm the employee. Y'all come to me, man.
You're very nice.
But it's so funny, very though, nice. Because I see it like, yeah.
Hey, will you ask Randy? What if I said no? Like, no, I'm not asking him that.
No.
You ask him. What do you think he's doing? Anyway, but yeah, the cameras are coming.
Yeah,
the cameras are coming.
All right, let's get this thing
going. They'll
get
to see our smiling faces.
Yeah, what were we hitting on last week, AB?
Yeah, a lot of 500 last week. Andy went 2-2. I went 2-2. We are both 4-4 on the season. Bo, after going 4-0, goes 0-4. He's now 4-4 on the season. And Randy takes a half-game lead courtesy of going 2-1-1, the push being that Iowa State-Iowa score.
Oh, the three.
So Randy's now 4-3-1.
Dude, all right. I'm just telling you, man. That's why I hate this break. At least the team won, damn it. My pick this week, I'm riding with Iowa State, so I ain't. I'm going to give me Iowa State minus 21.5 versus Arkansas State.
Mm.
I like Ole Miss minus 6.5 versus Arkansas. Give me the Bengals minus 3.5 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. And even though I just made fun of it, Give me New Orleans plus 3.5 versus the 49ers. I ain't no way in the hell I'm trusting Mac Jones.
That's awesome.
Ain't no way in the hell.
Well, one running theme on this show throughout the years for people that have been listening closely is a disbelief in Mac Jones. Not at Alabama. Nothing against him at Alabama. He did fine there. But as an NFL player, consistently, don't buy it. All right, I went off the board a little bit on these ones. I think Texas Tech is going to destroy Oregon State. 23.5 point favorites against Oregon State. Oregon State's not good. Boston College, minus 13.5 at Stanford. I'm going to pick against Stanford every single week until I lose. Cowboys, minus 5.5 against the Giants. I think the Giants are terrible. And then I just, Patrick Mahomes getting points at home. Like, Chiefs plus 1.5 against the Eagles at home.
Almost took that one myself. Plus, the 49ers are going into the Superdome. Hard place to play.
Yeah.
Give me South Carolina minus 3.5 versus Vandy. Give me A&M for the revenge on the road upset game, plus 6.5 at Notre Dame. Give me the Rams minus 5.5 at the Titans, and give me the Cowboys minus 5.5 versus the crappy Giants also.
Yeah, I'm going to ride with you guys on that Cowboys 5.5 against the Giants.
Damn, I just took that one.
Would you like to change, either Saints or Bengals?
I don't know. Now that we all like it, it seems like a bad pick.
Go ahead. I'm staying.
Or it's so good of a pick that, you know, anyways. Yeah. We definitely know what we're doing. We're all 4-4. Bills minus 6.5 against the Jets. Randy, I'm going to take Georgia. I got them at 3.5 against Tennessee. I'm going to take Georgia. They're going to win this game. I'm interested to see what Southern Cal does. Give me USC minus 20.5 against Purdue.
Are we sold on them?
I'm going to find out via this bet.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But Purdue's not any good.
Correct.
What are you going to find out?
If you can't beat Purdue by three touchdowns, then no, we're not sold on you.
Okay.
And that's kind of where I was at.
No, I'm not sold on them yet, but people are talking.
Yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're talking up about on SC. Yeah, they're really talking up on SC. So that'd be interesting.
But we're not going to know. Since we have a minute before we get to the Sports Jeopardy, we're not going to know for a little while, I think, because they haven't played anybody yet.
No.
And I think they kind of have a favorable little start to the year. Let me tell you here what USC has coming up. Purdue and then Michigan State. And then they do travel to Illinois, who's top 10 right now. So that's in
a couple of weeks from now. Illinois got this week?
Oh, I just saw that. I don't remember. They're pretty heavily favored.
Okay.
And then Michigan and then at Notre Dame. Yeah, no, USC for being in the Big Ten has a pretty favorable schedule. They play at Oregon second to last week of the year.
I still forgot they're in the Big Ten before you said
that.
I know. Keeps throwing me off.
Because they shouldn't be.
Yes.
And it's very weird. All right. Those are our picks against the spread. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy. Andy.
Randy.
This is brought to you by the Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hey, Abe.
All righty, fellas.
All righty.
How many hurdles are there in a men's 110-meter hurdle race? Randy.
11.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that was going to be my guess. How long was the race?
Randy, you dumbass.
How long was the race?
110 meters.
10.
Is it 10?
It is 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Go 10. I was going to guess 11.
Yeah.
All right. Andy gets the point. Who's the current men's number one ranked tennis player in the world?
Andy. Alcaraz?
That is correct. He just passed Sinner with the U.S. Open.
I was going to call him Alcantara. So what?
Sandy Alcantara.
Alcatraz.
I was going to call him Alcantara.
Not including stats from last night's football game. Who, after week one of the NFL, leads the league in passing yards?
Randy. You said not including?
Not including.
Oh, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is correct. 2-1. Name one of the six players who had two or more sacks in week one.
Oh, God. Had two or more sacks in week one?
Yes. One of the six players.
One of six. Okay, Randy.
Randy.
Did Brian Burns have two?
He did.
Okay.
That's one of them.
Well done.
Harold Landry, Javon Hargrave, Myles Garrett. I thought one of you was just going to blind ring in and guess Myles Garrett.
I would have probably eventually.
Drew Tranquil, Brian Burns, and Will McDonald.
I'm telling you, but that's why we were just talking about the Washington Commanders right tackle, that rookie. Brian Burns is working his over.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to work a lot of people
over. Yeah, but I'm telling you, but no, the Myles Garrett. Did we talk about that hit When he hit Joe Burrow, oh my God, he came on right. Remember those loops that Michael Penix was getting hit on?
That's one of the last guys I'd want to get hit by.
Oh, have mercy. Bless Joe Burrow. Bless Joe Burrow.
Tied 2-2. Averaging 23.4. Who led the WNBA in points per game this season?
I don't know.
Andy. Aja Wilson?
That's correct.
Okay, damn it.
I was going to say, I know you know this.
I should have just guessed, because that was the only one I was going to guess, too. Dang it.
Who was the last NBA team to win a championship without having an all-star?
Randy. My bad. The last team to win without any all-stars on it was...
And I don't need, like, a specific year. We just named the franchise.
Was it the Pistons?
That is incorrect.
It's a good guess. I mean,
it is a good guess.
2004.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I think Ben Wallace was an all-star starter back then.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
I can't imagine anybody since then has done it.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna. Nah, that wouldn't work. I don't know. Like the Sonics.
I was going to say that, 79 Sonics.
They may have done that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
Partially a trick question. The Spurs in 1999.
Oh, because there was no All-Star game?
There was no All-Star game.
Oh, okay. Okay. But when I was like.
That is a trick
was
question.
Was it that damn Sonic team?
Yeah. I have no idea. I just figured you'd have to go that far back in order for.
Name the last four NFL franchises to win a Super Bowl.
Randy. Okay, last four to win were you have the Eagles.
That's one.
You got the Chiefs.
That's two.
The Patriots.
Incorrect.
All right, Eagles, Chiefs.
That's two.
Rams.
That's three.
Oh.
And. The Bucks.
That is correct. Yeah. That is all four. Tougher than it should be, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Feels like it shouldn't be that difficult. Yes.
It sounded like it gave us some trouble there.
Andy with a 4-2 lead. When Matthew Stafford was selected first overall in the 2009 NFL draft, two other quarterbacks also went in the first
round.
Randy.
You had Mark Sanchez.
That's correct.
You need both of them?
Name them both.
Okay, Mark Sanchez and... Ooh, no, that wasn't that class. I did not know.
I have no idea.
Ponder?
Incorrect. Would you like me to finish the question?
Sure.
Two other quarterbacks also went in the first round, one to the Jets and one to the Bucks.
Oh.
I think that would have helped, yeah.
That would have helped.
Maybe. It might have helped you.
Might have helped Randy.
That damn sure would have helped.
All right, so Sanchez went to the Jets, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then what year was it? 2009?
2009.
Yeah, that would have helped.
Josh Freeman?
Yep.
Josh Freeman. That is correct.
That would have helped.
Andy takes a 5-2 lead. And we got time for a couple more.
Let's see not know he was a first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of Kansas State.
Wow.
All right, Randy, you need to knock all of these off to catch bunk on this one. Name every baseball Triple Crown winner the Braves have had, both hitting and pitching.
Name all of them?
All of them.
Randy. Well, Chris Sale. You said pitching, right?
That might be all.
Hitting or pitching.
Chris Sale.
That is correct.
Oh,
he is the only one.
That might be all of them.
That is correct. That is correct. He is the only one hitting or pitching to have done so in a Braves uniform. Since 2000, which Major League Baseball slugger has led the majors in home runs for the most seasons overall, doing so three different times? Andy.
Alex Rodriguez. Yes.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is correct. Yeah. That is going to put today out of reach, Andy Bunker.
Well, that's a wasted song because they don't even play this week. That's okay. Still nice to hear. All right. We'll come back.
You got a remix?
No, either way. Either way is fine. We'll come back, get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Falcons keys to the game at 1:20. The AMA at 1:40. Phone lines will be open. Final hour next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.